Welcome to episode number one of the Don't Think, Just Do podcast. My name is Andy Kay, and with me I have Robbie LaFaro. Look, I suppose we should probably introduce ourselves first just quickly and tell you what this podcast is all about. So, Robbie, who are you?
Well, my name's Robbie LaFaro. I am a real estate business owner. I own Harcourt's Connections here in Stafford. I've had it now for, 3 years, I think? 3 years this month, actually.
Awesome. And my name's Andy, as I said. I work for Robbie. I'm a sales agent here at Harcourt's Connections. But look, we don't want this podcast to be all about real estate. We know there's a lot of real estate podcasts out there. Obviously, we will be talking to lots of real estate agents and people in the industry because they're some of the only people we know, isn't that right?
Yeah.
But the stories won't revolve around property and sales primarily. We actually wrote something down the other day that really resonated with us that we kind of wanted to be the theme of the podcast. Here it is. We wrote down that we all have something to share with the world. We're just not sure what it is yet. We will figure it out along the way. If we don't think, just do. So, you know, these will be the stories of ours and people we meet along the way, including people we already know, about sort of how we all took action and then saw some forms of success from taking those actions. So, Robbie, look, you obviously make some pretty big decisions every day. Would you say that a lot of the time you just have to act, kind of jump in the deep end and figure it out and do the thinking along the way?
Yeah, that's literally all it is. I literally just did a training session this morning about this.
Tell us.
Partly because we had spoken about doing this podcast yesterday. And I said to all of our newest agents and our associates, and I just said, you can't plan things. You can't just spend your whole life overthinking, overplanning, overanalyzing to get where you want to be. And I said, who here wants to be successful? And then I said, who wants to be rich? Right? Yeah. And obviously everyone put their hand up. And I said, but what is rich, right? Like, what does that even mean? How do you know when you're rich? How do you, you know, at what point do you say, okay, now I've made X amount of dollars, I'm officially rich?
Yeah, right.
There is no thing, right? It just doesn't exist. And I said to the team, if you want to be rich, it's a mindset. You have to think like you're, you know, rich. Rich is a mindset. Poor is a mindset. And, you know, obviously in real estate, there's an opportunity to make a lot of money, but there's also an opportunity to not make a lot of money. There are a lot of real estate agents that don't. And we have those in our business. And so, you know, the relevance of the session today to my team was you just need to take action. And I think it's relevant in most industries where if you want to succeed, you just have to do. You have to take the risk, get out there and make it happen.
Yeah, awesome. That's a really, really good thought. I suppose I also wanted to kind of see with Robbie, I know Robbie, as you said, we literally took action on this yesterday. We decided we wanted to do a podcast and here we are with all the equipment ready to go. But what else, mate, do you want to talk about on the podcast going forward? What sort of themes? I know you had a bunch of ideas last night. You were messaging me at like one in the morning saying, hey, I've written down all these things I want to talk about on the podcast. What are some of those things?
So I want to talk about business ownership. I feel like, you know, starting a business is something that a lot of people want to do. And often it's not necessarily that it's hard to start. It's hard to just take that leap of faith and just jump in and do it. So I think business ownership is a big thing, you know, which ties into entrepreneurialism and whatnot. Changing careers, you know, like for you, Andy, you went from, you know, a pretty high paying job in corporate banking to real estate, you know, and you took a huge risk doing that. And, you know, I think now obviously it's paid off, but at the time that was a massive pay cut. It was a massive risk, but you didn't think about it. You just did it.
Huge.
So I think that's something definitely to talk about, but it even extends to, you know, relationships, dating, all that sort of thing as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's kind of where I wanted to take it.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. You know, we obviously, guys, you know, Robbie and I had the idea of doing this podcast, you know, yesterday, but we'd been talking about having something to share with the world, just not knowing what it is yet. And we figured, hey, if we talk about it enough or talk about things enough, we'll figure it out, right? If we just jump in, start recording, which is literally what we just did.
Yeah.
We'll figure out something cool along the way. And I think like, from what we were talking about last night on the phone, you know, a lot of people are in the same boat as us, right? Regardless of if you've started something, if you've, you know, taken action or not, or if you're still in the thinking stage of doing something with your life, if you've actually, you know, made millions of dollars, whatever it is, everyone always keeps talking about there's more, there's better. I have to be better. There was always more out there. I'm not at my peak. I'm not at my potential. Like we're all on the same journey. Just at different stages of our journeys. So relatability is going to be a huge thing going forward with this podcast, us relating to, You know, that's what we want, is what I'm trying to say. We're wanting everyone that listens to be able to relate, and the people that we talk to really going, wow, I understand what these guys are trying to do with this podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping too. So yeah. Time will tell.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So look, I mean, I don't really have too much more that I want to talk about on the first podcast. Well, guys, we look forward to chatting more with you and stay tuned.